Good morning, and welcome to the White Way radio broadcast of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Resident Minister Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and the members of our temple invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you can find a map of our location and information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by Francis and Susan Okano. Our speaker is Linda Nagai, newly elected president of the Hawaii Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations, who will be presiding later this morning via Zoom at its spring representative meeting. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I'm Linda Nagai, president of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii's Federation of Buddhist Women's Association. I would like to thank you for inviting me to speak this morning. As I reflect on the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii's theme for this year, Building Healthy Sanghas, Connecting with Others, I look to our BWA and what our members have been doing for their temples and community. For the past 2 years, we have been coping with COVID, its variants, and strict protocols, which took away our free choice. And yet, our ladies didn't give in. In fact, this was a call for our members to get back to work. Initially, our ladies answered the call for masks and began sewing of masks to protect our community from the spread of the virus. They cooked and fed the community, distributed food to their sangha and the community, joined the large-scale efforts to support individuals who were in need of additional assistance by preparing and sometimes delivering meals for shut-ins, the hungry, the homeless, the kupunas, and keikis. Kauai BWA participated in an interfaith Thanksgiving service and lunch distribution. And in honor of Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy, our Honolulu and BWA members assisted with food and hygiene products collection on Oahu. The Maui BWA members sponsored a monetary drive for the food bank, as well as working tirelessly in putting together a totally virtual state BWA conference, which will be held on April 23 and 24. All of this done in the spirit of Dana and compassionate caring. And basically, it was the right thing to do. Reflecting on our theme and what our BWA ladies are doing in their various districts reminded me of a story I read about a boy named Nikolai. Nikolai wanted to be a good person, but he didn't always know the best way to do it. He felt that if he could answer 3 questions, he would always know what to do. So he asked his friends the first question: when is the best time to do things? His friend the heron said, to do things, you must plan in advance. His friend the monkey said, you will know when to do things if you watch and pay close attention. The dog said, you can't pay attention to everything yourself. You need a pack to help you decide when to do things. Nikolai thought for a moment, then asked the second question. Who is the most important one? The heron who was flying said, those who are closest to heaven. The monkey said, those who know how to heal the sick. And the dog said, those who make the rules. Nikolai thought some more, then asked the third question. What is the right thing to do? The heron said, flying. The monkey said, having fun all the time. The dog said, fighting. Nikolai thought for a while again, and he knew his friends were trying to help him, but he felt their answers weren't quite right. So he decided to ask Leo the turtle. He felt that Leo has lived a long time and surely should know the answers. When Nikolai arrived at Leo's home, he found Leo digging in his garden. Leo was old and digging was hard for him, so Nikolai helped him dig his garden and asked him to help him answer three questions. When is the best time to do things? Who is the most important one? And what is the right thing to do? Leo listened, but only smiled as Nikolai kept digging. Just as Nikolai finished digging, the wind began to blow and the rain burst from the sky. As Nikolai and Leo raced to the cottage for shelter, Nikolai heard a cry for help. Running towards the cry, he found a panda who had injured her leg from a fallen tree. He carefully picked up the panda and brought her to Leo's home and made a splint for her leg. When the panda woke up, she asked for her child. Nikolai then ran out of the cottage into the treacherous wind and rain and down the path to search for the panda's child. Nikolai found the panda's child cold and shivering in the forest. He picked up the panda's child and brought him to his mother. Leo the turtle smiled when he saw what the boy had done. The next morning, the mother panda thanked Nikolai for saving her child, and feeling better, they both went off into the forest to their home. Just then, Nikolai's friends, the heron, the monkey, and the dog came to see if everyone was all right. Nikolai felt great peace within because he had wonderful friends. He saved a panda and her child. However, he was disappointed because he still didn't have an answer to his three questions. So Nikolai asked Leo the questions one more time. Leo looked at Nikolai and said, "Your questions have been answered. Yesterday, if you had not stayed to help me dig my garden, you wouldn't have heard the panda's cry for help in the storm. Therefore, the most important time was the time you spent digging in the garden. The most important one at that moment was me. And the most important thing to do was to help me in my garden. Later, when you found the injured panda, the most important time was when you spent mending her leg and saving her child. The most important ones were the panda and her child. And the most important thing to do was to take care of them and keep them safe." Leo then went on and said, "Remember, there is only one important time, and that time is now. The most important one is always the one you are with. And the most important thing is to do good for the one who is standing at your side. For these, my dear boy, are the answers to what is most important in this world. And this is why we are here." Argomon Chu Kojun Otani wrote in his book, Moving Forward, Just As You Are, and I quote, "Human relationships are always changing, but in those relationships, each of us is shining. We must understand the preciousness of our lives. Let us remember Leo the Turtle's and Gomon Shu's message. The most important time is now. And as we understand how precious our lives are, we will feel the need to connect with others and support each other in our lives. And this is why we are here. With Amida's love and compassion in our hearts, I put my hands together in Gassho and say, Namu Amida Butsu." Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda, for your talk this morning. To listen to today's broadcast and Ms. Nagai's talk again, please click on Buddhist Teachings at our www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org website. Now, here are some announcements. Tomorrow, March 6th, please join us on Zoom or in person for Mo'ili'ili's Honganji Day and Remembrance Service, starting at 9 a.m. Honganji Day honors Reverend Soryu Kagahi, the first Jodo Shinshu minister who came to Hawaii from Japan in March 1889 to propagate the faith. The first Sunday of each month is also our monthly remembrance service, wherein we remember loved ones whose Memorial Day falls within the month. If you did not call the office ahead of time, please come a little early to give the name of the person you wish to honor. Please follow the rules for in-person attendance, which includes mask wearing and social distancing. Getting your vaccinations and boosters will also be appreciated. The following Sunday, March 13th, will be our Spring Ohigang or Equinox service, with speaker Reverend Kevin Kuniyuki, formerly of the Buddhist Study Center. We hope that many of you are enjoying our new statewide newsletter entitled Kaleo Kahea, The Calling Voice, a reference to our Shin Buddhist teaching that reminds us that Namo Amida Butsu is Amida calling to us, and at the same time, it is our voice calling to Amida in response to Amida's calling voice. The newsletter will inform us and connect us with every member of our statewide Sangha. Through this connection, temples and districts will learn from and help each other, thus strengthening our organization. Portions of this newsletter will contain content that becomes a calling voice that connects readers to the Buddha's calling voice. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsors, Francis and Susan Okano, and our guest speaker, Ms. Linda Nagai. My name is Susan Morishige, and I have been your announcer technician this morning. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next week on the White Way, when our speaker should be Reverend Toyokazu Hagio. Namo Amida Butsu.